Kansas City loves to talk with Mike Murphy.
There's something screwy around here.
On Kansas City's talk station, Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Giselle Massey. What do you say, Giselle? Just say anything that's on your mind right now.
I am thankful to be here in your company.
Why are you here?
You have a great voice.
Thank you.
I am here because I have a purpose,
what
like
is
all
it?
Of us.
What is it?
To do this work that I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I am in a unique partnership with my father, Joseph.
He's deceased.
He's deceased. He's been on the other side for about 10 years. And I have this relationship with him on the other side, where he gives me guidance and direction, not only for myself, but for people that hear about me through word of mouth.
How long have you been doing this with your father?
In the form that I'm doing it right now, about 3 years. He started coming to me and my ex-husband shortly after he died. But I was a journalist working at the Denver Post.
Let me tell about you. Giselle was a writer and editor for the Denver Post for 16 years. She resigned in July of 2000 to devote her time to the spiritual life support work she does now with her father, Joseph. Joseph was a Catholic and a peacemaker. He passed in 92 at the age of 69. Through her father's voice, united in spirit, inspired by
God.
It says G-D.
G-D.
What does that mean?
That's a word for God.
Okay.
I'll explain that later.
Giselle guides others to live life on purpose, and she conducts with her father sessions. Clients are given assignments to help them discover what they are to do with their own unique gifts, and they are taught universal laws to aid them in fulfilling their spiritual path. The name of this book is We Are Here for a Purpose, How to Find Yours. Do you think you believe that? We are here for, there's some reason why we are here.
Absolutely.
Every one of us.
Every single one of us. And some people have more than one purpose. Some people take many lifetimes to develop and fulfill their purpose. But without question, what my dad has shown me from the other side is that we must figure it out. We must do the work of figuring out our purpose and get on with it. That's his catchphrase.
Okay, but
let's get on with it.
Most of us never do figure it out.
That's right, in this lifetime, and then they have to come back.
Until you die, and your last thoughts are, what in the hell is going to happen to me when I pass over? Where am I? What's this all about?
Right.
Am I going to go to heaven? Am I going to go to hell? What?
Right. What comes next?
Yeah. What's next?
Right.
And we still, at the end of our life, we still don't know any of the answers.
Some of us do.
Well, maybe they do.
Some of us do. Many of us don't. And my dad says it's okay that some of us do and that many of us don't. What matters is that eventually we're going to figure it out, either through grace or through some other guidance.
Was your dad a Catholic when he died?
Yes.
Did he have last rites? And
he did. I was there when the priest came in, and